Yes, hi.
Hi. They're just wanting to call you up and ask you to please stop winking your butthole at everybody.
What?
Ooh, wink.
Oh.
Ooh, butthole.
She does what?
She winked her butthole at
winking at me.
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
And Snake Eyes.
Very strange phone call.
Looking at me.
What are you talking about?
What? I don't know how you do it.
Oh,
please stop it. Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad Carter. It's February 10th, 2023, and the show is brought to you by Dog Lettuce, Mano1, Kurama, Chris J, and Big Mike. They support us on patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks, everybody, for doing that. I've been on three different shows now since the last Snowplow Show. I was on Dwight's show last Saturday on February 4th. I was on Milkbox's show on February 6th. And I was on Devin's show on the 8th. Which was Wednesday. I will try to put links in the show notes to all three of those shows. I don't think Dwight had me make any calls on his show, but I definitely did some on Devin's and Milkbox's. Oh yeah, thank you, Repeat, for today's intro song, the one about winking. I've been catching up on emails again lately, and I found several emails from people who have made songs and drops and stuff like that, so I've got a lot to catch up on this show. That was one of them, though. Thank you, Repeat, for that. One last thing before the pranks begin, I need to say properly instead of just on the end with the voicemails. RIP to a couple people in the community. I'm sorry to say that the retarded has died. He's someone that hung out in the Snowplow Show Discord a lot, the World of Prank Calls Discord. I have no idea if he actually made prank calls himself. I think he did, though. I think he was talking about starting up his own show or something. And he was an occasional supporter of this show, so thank you, the retarded. And by the way, he's saying the retarded, okay? T-U-R-D. So don't get all offended or anything and write me angry emails. There's nothing wrong with turds. And then also, Rev is gone. Rev was a prank caller that was a little bit before my time when I started hanging out with all you weirdos. Like, I think he was part of the KDK crowd back in the day, which I kind of missed out on. That's just a guess, though. I don't know. But he's a super nice guy. He was a supporter of this show, and he mailed me all kinds of weird things, like I've got this full-size walk sign out on my deck that's been modified, so it's just a middle finger flipping you off. I don't know what he's trying to say there, but whatever, Rev. And the on-air sign that's hanging on my wall right here, he sent that to me about 7 years ago, and he sent me a lot of weird little battery things that light up for the Situation Room, aka the call center. And, oh yeah, there's a voicemail here from Joe DeVita. A few people reminded me of this on YouTube, because I'd kind of forgotten about this, because, once again, this is a little bit before my time, but here's Joe DeVita.
Hey, Brad. Joe DeVita here.
Hey.
Listening to the last Snowplow Show, and you mentioned that Rev had passed away. Is that the same Rev that did the Motel Rain prank calls and drove that dude Howard insane? I always thought it was. I mean, how many prank call Revs are there? And hang out in the prank call community. Man, rest in peace to Rev. That's crazy, man. Do you know what happened by chance? I don't know if it's kosher to say on the air, but...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird. He seemed pretty young. All right, Cactus.
I don't know, but I'm going to do it anyway. He had cancer. I've been following his Instagram for the past year, so I knew that was a thing. I knew he was kind of preparing for the end. I just didn't know how close it was. And I know I've listened to some of those Motel Rain prank calls that Rev did, because people have told me about that before. I used to hang out with Rev on Tiny Chat a bunch. He would just sit in Tiny Chat all day and do whatever he does. I think he made prank calls sometimes. But anyway, I'll shut up about that. Go find the Hotel Rain calls on YouTube. I'm sure they're somewhere. Rest in peace, Rev and the retarded.
Hi,
I'm Despicable Dogs, and when I'm not photoshopping heads onto hamster bodies or wrestling people in the Walmart parking lot, I'm listening to the Snowplow Show on Prank Call Nation.
Earlier this week on a hobosode, I was calling up a bunch of business cards that the sign guy sent to me. He said he found them all at a boat show, and I called, I don't know, like 10 of them, and I got a few answers. But there's so many in this one email that I thought it'd be fun to just kind of get through these, because my favorite thing to do when I find someone with a business card, especially someone with a small business, is to tell them I'm changing their phone number, which drives them crazy because they've printed so many business cards and all their clients have their phone number. On the hobosode, the guy was saying he had a $1,000 billboard up with his phone number on it. That was going to cost him so much money.
Hello?
Hey, Herman. Remember the other day when I said I was going to change your phone number? Herman? Oh man, Herman doesn't want to reminisce about the other day. I remember him being very unhappy that his number was going to change. I don't think he was the billboard guy. He was some other guy. Anyway, let's try the next one on the list.
This is Teresa.
Hey, Teresa. This is Douglas from Verizon Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're getting ready to change this number. This 264 number.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just calling to give you your new phone number. Do you have something to write that down with?
I will grab something to write with.
Okay.
Apologize, it's loud in here. I'm at a boat show.
Oh.
I am ready.
Okay. Your new phone number, it's going to be 406 21 slash and 6123.
And tell me spell your last name for me.
Sure, it's Gerbilson, G-E-R-B-I-L-S-O-N.
Okay.
And then your old number, when anyone calls your 264 number, that's just going to say it's been disconnected.
Something wrong. Doug was your first name, correct?
Yes.
264 has been my phone number for years and years and years. I didn't put in a request to change it.
Oh, no, it just it expired several years ago, and somebody wanted us to disconnect it. So we're disconnecting it and assigning you a new number.
Okay, I am so sorry, and I'm very confused. Assigning a new number to my phone, correct?
Yeah, you'll still have the phone and the service. You're just going to have a brand new phone number in the 406 area code. That's Montana.
I apologize. I know it sounds like I'm crazy, Doug, but I didn't request a Montana phone number, and I didn't request a change in my phone number.
Oh, it was a request from the Chinese government. They own quite a bit of our company here, and we just occasionally do things that they ask us to do.
Oh, well, and, is this a scam then?
Oh, no, it's not a scam. We've just changed your phone number. That's all.
No, I do not want my phone number changed. This is a business line, and that's the last thing I need it to be changed. So I do not want it changed.
Okay, well, it's not really up to you. The Chinese government already put in the request about 2 months ago.
And okay, I don't know who you are, but I feel like I'm being scammed. So
I don't know how this would be a scam. I'm not asking for money. This is a free number change, and we're your wireless provider. It's Verizon Wireless.
Verizon Wireless. Again, did not request this. So how can you take an order from the Chinese government to change my phone number?
Well, we're not allowed to ask questions when it comes to that.
That's why I think this is, not happening, of course. So how do I get a hold of someone? How do I get a hold of someone that can make a higher decision than you?
Well, it's not up to me or my supervisor. It's the Chinese government. They requested that we disconnect this line, this 264 number.
And can I call you back on the same number out of Kansas City that you call me from? It's a valid number?
Yeah, that's my direct desk number here at the call center.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I told her number was 21 slash, and she didn't question that. Like, what did she write down? What could she have mistaken slash for?
This is Charles.
Hey, Charles, this is Roger from Verizon. I'm sorry, T-Mobile. I'm transferring a motherfucking call to you.
I'm
sorry, what?
I'm transferring a motherfucking call to you, sir. It's a collect call. Do you accept the charges?
No.
Well, I'm going to put it through anyway.
I don't know who you are.
I'm marking it down in the system that you said yes, and I'm connecting the call. I'm connecting it.
No.
No, I'm like, here goes.
Hello? Charles?
Hello?
Charles, hello?
Hello?
It's Samantha.
Who?
Samantha. I'm calling you, collect.
I don't know who you are.
I'm on a cruise ship. This call is costing you $15 a minute.
Well, I'm sorry that you called the wrong person.
Well, why'd you accept the charges then?
I didn't accept charges.
You didn't do accept the charges. That's why we're talking.
He hung up. I got all confused on the beginning because at first I thought it was Verizon, and then I looked and it's Sprint. And did I say Sprint? I said T-Mobile, but I think that's correct now. Doesn't T-Mobile own Sprint? But then my brain just malfunctioned and I turned it into a collect call to a guy's cell phone. Like, people even know what collect calls are today. Way to go, Brad.
Yellow.
Hello. This is Daryl from AT&T Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today. That's 0428.
Changing my phone number?
Yep. And I just need to give you your new phone number if you have something to write that down with.
What am I getting my number changed for?
Oh, it expired a few years ago, and somebody wanted us to change it, turn it into a disconnected number, and we're going to give you a new phone number. So do you have something to write down your new number with?
Yeah, I guess. Is there any way I can not get it changed?
Oh, no, it's already been decided. I'm in the middle of the change order right now. And, yep, I'm getting ready to do it. I just wanted to give you the new number so people can still get a hold of you.
Okay.
It's just an order from the Chinese government is all it is. You know, they do that sometimes on people's phone numbers. They just want us to change them, and we're not allowed to ask why.
Okay, well, sounds good.
All right, you ready for the number?
Yes, sir.
It's area code 905-4583.
Okay.
That's a Canadian.
So when does this happen?
Pretty much right after we hang up. I'm going to go ahead and complete the order right now, and it should be completed within 60 seconds.
And no one will be able to call this number or anything?
Oh, no, the 0428, I put a message on it that said this number has been disconnected due to non-payment.
Non-payment?
Yeah, but that was an accident. I was supposed to say it's just been disconnected, but I already selected that, and I don't know how to back out of it. So it's just going to...
Who is this?
I'm with AT&T Wireless. I'm in the call center here in Illinois.
Where does the 905 number come from?
Oh, that's a Canadian phone number.
I'm not Canadian.
Yeah, but, you know, phone numbers are all pretty much the same. It doesn't cost any extra to call Canada.
Is this just like a prank call or something?
Oh, of course not, no.
Definitely, it sounds like it.
Oh, well, nope, it's definitely not. We're just changing your number. The Chinese government requested that your number be Canadian.
The who?
The Chinese government.
Chinese government.
Correct, yes.
Give me one sec. Give me 1 second.
Why? What are you doing?
So I can write down the number.
I thought you wrote it down. You told me 905.
No, I didn't.
You what? What's
that? Yeah, I got the keys. Give me 1 sec. I'm getting to a pen and paper. Give me 1 second. So can you tell me what's going on again?
Who, me? Or are you talking to somebody about your keys again?
You.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, we just changed your phone number. I mean, it's about to be changed. Actually, here, let me go ahead and click the button. And, yeah, I gave you the new phone number, right?
Why is it getting changed?
It's a request by the Chinese government. It's a pretty routine thing. They do this, pretty routinely here at the call center.
All right. Sounds good. And it's King Chicken. And you're with the Chinese government changing my number to a Canadian one?
No, sir. I'm with AT&T Wireless, your wireless provider.
Do you take in the brown man?
I don't know. Does your friend like have really poor comprehension skills? Is he an idiot?
Yes. He is mentally challenged. So
okay, it sounds like it. He's just asking me the same questions over and over. You shouldn't even allow that man to have a phone.
He's fucking autistic. He's on the spectrum.
Okay, well, take his phone away from him and hit him, okay?
Yeah.
Canadian one. Because all numbers are the same.
What scam are you trying to put together today, Al-Qaeda?
Oh, no, it's just a prank call, honey baby.
Yeah. Okay.
He was really confused. Right. He's like, why are you giving me a Canadian number?
All right, well, have fun fucking your mom later tonight.
It was funny. You should have heard it. You want me to replay it for you? Okay. That guy got me, his girlfriend, or whoever he put on the phone with me. And listen, everybody, I apologize for making fun of a mentally disabled man. That wasn't nice of me. How was I supposed to know? By the way, I've called all of the business cards from that boat show. I didn't have a whole lot of answers on that list. So thank you for that, the sign guy. But since then, I've just been calling other people who've sent in business cards. I searched for the phrase business cards in my prank directory. And incidentally, that one was also by the sign guy. He sends in a lot of business cards and signs and stuff. Here's a call coming in. I don't even know what this area code is.
Hello, Gersperm residents.
Hello?
Hello, Gersperm residents.
That was weird. I don't know who that was. Calling from his gypsy area code. Here's another call coming in from a different phone number.
Hello, Gersperm residents.
Yes, this is Harry, the guy. I saw that I missed a call with you while I was out and about here.
Yeah, I was just making prank phone calls.
Pardon me?
I was making prank telephone calls, and I don't remember what I was going to say to you, but I guess it's ruined at this point. I won't prank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did I say anything in your voicemail that was weird or off-putting?
I didn't get a voicemail.
Oh, okay, good. I left a lot of people voicemails with, like, you know, threats and stuff in them. But they were empty threats. I'm not a, you know, threatening person. I'm just a bored housewife, that's all.
All right, well, enjoy the weekend.
Oh, I will. I'm going to make so many prank calls this weekend.
I sort of remember that company that he mentioned, but I didn't remember what his carrier was, so I couldn't change his number, and it wouldn't make sense to change his number if he's calling me.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Gary from Metro PCS. I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number. This 2165. We're going to be changing that to a different phone number.
21.
Sorry, what?
You say what now?
Oh, we're changing your phone number. I'm in the middle of a phone number change on your account. I'm just calling to give you your new phone number.
Who's changing my number?
I'm with Metro PCS. This is Roger.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not understanding how you just changed my phone number without my...
Oh, yeah. Well, your phone number expired about a year ago. So we just got a request that it should be changed.
No, people just don't change their numbers.
All right, ma'am. I was in your account. I was in there monkeying around, and I accidentally changed your number. So I'm just calling to give you your new phone number. That's all.
No, you can't just change my number.
Yes, I can. I'm with the phone company. I'm in the call center with Metro PCS. That's what we do. Man, I thought she'd be more fun because she's like a life coach. She's like, if you want to stop procrastinating and live up to the full potential inside yourself, then come speak to me and I can help you change your mind, set, and help you find you. She might actually be a good life coach because she didn't fall for my prank.
Hello.
Hello. This is Gary from AT&T Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number. This 9182 number.
Why are you changing my number?
It's just been expired, and we're just going to be changing it. So I have your new number here. There's no charge for the change. It's a free change.
I won't be able to memorize the number. I have nothing to write it down with. I'm sick in bed right now.
Oh.
So why I'm bedridden. How are you going to All my doctors have it. I mean, if you change my number, I'm screwed.
All right, we won't change it then. I love you. Damn it, you guys. That one was from Paulster Cactus. He sent that to me last summer. And it's a business card that says age 20 and up and has his phone number. It says senior citizen looking for adult relationship, a marriage companion, single ladies only, serious inquiries only. That guy sounded like he's 80, but he's going to be dating a 20-year-old. I mean, she has to be at least 20. What a nice guy not putting 18 and up on there. But now I just feel bad because he's bedridden and I think I'm just done with these business cards. Oh yeah, Paulster Cactus said it was found on a light pole across the street from a shopping center. So he wasn't bedridden then, I guess. He was going around sticking his weird business card on light poles. Anyway, I'm done with business cards. I'm going to look in the request directory for anything that is not a business card. Because I'm tired of business cards. Basically, not many of these have worked out today. I mean, nobody got really upset with me. I don't think they did on my last hobo suit either. I need to just give up on these for a while.
Hello.
Hey there. This is Gary from AT&T Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today. This 1062 number. And I have your new number here. If you'd like
Hold on a second.
Oh.
What do you mean you're changing my number? And I don't have AT&T.
Oh, yeah. Your number's originally with AT&T. So if you move to another phone company, the number still belongs to AT&T. So that's
why. Because I'm on Cricket and it shouldn't even be on AT&T.
Yeah, well, you know,
I've
not with AT&T
right.
anymore. It used to be with Singular.
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, AT&T is the old Singular.
Okay, hold on a second. This is a new number for me in terms of, I think I got it last year. I changed from my other number. That
yeah.
was the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got this number.
Okay.
But I don't have AT&T. As long as it does not disrupt my phone service, fine.
Well, you won't be able to use this 10.
No one else should have access. I'm shouldn't be able to use this number.
You won't be able to use this 1062 number anymore.
What do you mean I won't be able to? Wait a minute. Let me call my phone company.
Ma'am, that number is going to be disconnected.
How is my number being disconnected? My bill's been paid.
Because I'm getting ready to disconnect it and change it to a new phone number. Yes, I am. You need to write down the new phone number, ma'am. That was apparently a mean neighbor across the street, I guess, from GroguFan21. I don't know if they live in the apartments, though. I mean, probably. I think we should call her from the apartments. Here, let me change my number. Even though I don't know which apartments it is, I'm just going to make it a local number to her. Because the number I just called her from was long distance.
Hello?
Hi, Julie? This is Carol from the office here at the apartments.
What apartment?
Your apartments? I'm down here at the office.
Yeah, okay.
Ma'am.
But I'm saying I want to make sure, what's the name of the apartment you're in?
Ma'am, I'm calling to ask you, there have been complaints, you need to stop building killer robots inside your apartment.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. Like, you're the one building killer robots in there. And that's not allowed. That's against the rules. That's in your lease.
Well, that didn't do any good. Sorry, GroguFan21. She's just too suspicious. She doesn't believe anything I tell her. You'd think she'd believe killer robots. How's that so hard to believe? But she sees right through my elaborate ruse. Oh, shit. We're going to call back.
This is Carol Gersperms. How may I help you?
Yeah, somebody just called me from your phone saying they're AT&T.
Yeah, that was my husband. We're making prank calls today. We're just hanging out in the living room together making prank calls.
Is that right?
Yeah, this is the most fun we've had in years. We're going to do this all the time from now on.
Oh, that's awesome. Let me call the police and let them know.
Okay, yeah, okay. Tell them we're going to be making lots of prank calls around here. Sir?
So you must be a complete loser.
Oh, no, we're just retired. We're a retired couple, and I remember that guy.
Should have been like, no, I'm a phone loser. Get it right, asshole. Here's a list of people that have signed up to work at a coffee shop. It's like a picture of a clipboard, and this was sent in by Justin from West of the Rockies. So I guess this could be fun.
Hello?
Hi, Isla.
Who's this?
It's Gary from Phil's Coffee. You
hi.
Yeah, you'd say hi. You said you'd you were thinking about working here on this list.
That was like over a year ago, I think.
Hey, listen here, lady. Don't argue with me. We've hired you. Can you be in LA by morning? What the hell? It wasn't a year ago, or was it? Like, what the hell, Justin? I mean, it says November 2022. I guess technically it was last year. The girl needs to stop doing so many drugs so she has a better grasp on time. This is a San Francisco coffee shop, by the way. So she could have been in L.A. by morning if she, you know, really wanted the job.
Hello?
Hey. Is this Yvette?
Yes.
All right, listen here, lady. It's Robert from Phil's Coffee. You filled out an application here a few months ago?
I did. What's
well,
that?
I mean, you signed the clipboard. Same thing. Basically, you're hired, and we need you to go to L.A.
I can't do that. I own a car and all my access to a plane.
Okay, well, just get down there somehow. Hitchhike or something. If you can be down there...
I already have a job.
Listen here, man. This is a better job. We'll pay you more, and you live in L.A. This isn't working with anybody.
Hello?
Hi, John. John.
Please stop calling.
What are you talking about? I'm calling from Phil's Cuff.
Please stop
John,
calling.
You fucking idiot. You asked us to call you.
Please stop
Don't you want to know
calling.
Who I am?
Who are you?
I'm from Pills Coffee. You filled out your name on a clipboard here about wanting a job.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My phone said spam.
Yeah, but we're going to hire you now, you fucking asshole. You will never work at another Phil's Coffee in your life.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And also, you know, you used up two lines to write your shit down here because you couldn't get your phone number right the first time. So there's just this big blank spot where someone else could have written their name, but they can't because you put your phone number on here. You're a real asshole, John. Asshole. That's what you are. Why are you so angry with
me? I'm not so angry with you. My phone said spam, so.
Oh, okay. I'll call from a different number. Sometimes my numbers get marked as spam because I make so many prank calls.
Okay.
Okay. Try to be more friendlier to people when, you know, they call you next.
All right. Have a great day.
Don't be such a grouch on the phone. Motherfucker.
All right,
bye. No, I won't. Don't tell me what to do. Hang up the phone. All right, there he goes. Let's see what else we've got. We've got Jim, who just put an email address down. He didn't put a phone number. How am I supposed to prank call him by email? And what the hell? He has a Hotmail address? A Hotmail address and no phone number. I would definitely hire this guy. Wait, what the hell? This girl has a Hotmail, too.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
And she just hit the FU button on me.
Hello?
Hey, you hit the FU button on me. This is Roger over at Phil's Coffee. You signed up this thing to possibly get a job here?
No. Who are you looking for?
Mariana.
No. Oh, Mariana?
Well, no, it's Mariana.
Yeah, it's Mariana. Yeah, that's my friend. She's actually not even in the country anymore, so I think maybe
that's... Why is she wasting my time? Because you know what? I think she stole my pin. And also, can I ask you a question about her?
Uh-huh.
Is she a communist or something? Because I'm looking on here, and she has a hotmail.com address. Have you ever known any person in your life to have a Hotmail address?
Not really, no.
I don't think you should hang around with her anymore.
Okay.
She seems like bad news.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, she's going to get a job here and then just quit to go leave the country?
Okay. I
do not like Mariana. She seems like a complete flake.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, is this Alan? Alan?
Uh-huh.
Is this Alan?
No.
Oh, where's Alan at? Go get Alan.
Alan don't live here.
Where does he live at? Did he move?
I don't know. It's the wrong phone number, I guess.
Oh, this ain't the wrong phone number. Stop pretending that Alan doesn't live there, and you go get him, lady. You go get him right now.
I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but this phone must have been refurbished or the wrong number.
Ma'am.
You got it.
Ma'am. Go. Ma'am, I'm snapping my fingers at you. You go get Alan. I think I just dialed the wrong number on that one because his handwriting is really sloppy and I don't want to figure out what this number is. I'm just going to move on. Hi, Bella.
Hello?
Hey, you forgot to say hello. You just picked up the phone and just sat there for a minute like a creep. I got chills. I didn't like that.
Who was this?
This is Gary over at Phil's Coffee. You signed a clipboard here and about getting a job. And we're gonna be.
I don't need a job at Phil's.
Oh no! I was calling to let you know. Well, why'd you sign this list then?
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, no. It looks like your handwriting. We're gonna be calling you up weekly to let you know that you still don't have a job. So I just needed to let you know. What the hell, you guys? Why would she put her number on here if she didn't want a job? Well, that's actually the end of that coffee list. Thanks, Justin. I came across your other list that you sent me, which was the Panda Express people looking for jobs, but I couldn't get any of them to pick up, even though I was actually calling from a Panda Express number. So I think I'm going to end it there. That's, there's like 15 people on that list. Maybe 5 of them picked up. That kind of sucks. Maybe I'll save this list and try the rest of these later, except I didn't mark down which ones I called, but maybe I'll do it anyway. So maybe they can yell at me for already calling them some other day. That sounds like fun. Let's do that. Thanks for the list, Justin, from West of the Rockies. It was a good one.
Hey, Brad. It's Teen Wolf Jesus.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you that when I checked my YouTube feed last night, I saw the Bouncy House call show up my feed. I was so happy. That is such
good.
A great call.
I spent that entire day, whenever that was, like 3 or 4 days ago, just catching up on emails, answering emails, doing the things that my emails tell me to do. And yours was definitely the longest task of mine that day. You sent me an email ordering me to make a single out of a prank call that I did a year or two ago. So I went and listened to it, and it was funny. So I did it because I really haven't put anything on that YouTube channel in way too long now. So I probably could have answered another 20 emails in all of that time, but no, I had to do Teen Wolf Jesus's thing.
Probably
on my YouTube.
Known by most people, and so I'm so happy you decided to put that out. I hope people enjoyed as much as I did.
I did.
I commented on it on YouTube last night and I deleted it because the off chance that like somebody at my work catches that call, now I have plausible deniability, but
true.
Anyway, just wanted to thank you. Hope everyone likes it as much and all that. Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome. Thanks for sending that in. I wouldn't have put it up if it sucked, so everybody go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and listen to the latest video about the bouncy house. It's a long call.
Hey, Brad, this is Eric from Michigan. Just wanted to say how much I love the new Kitty Creeper intro that you made.
Thanks.
I think it might be one of your best intros yet.
I worked really hard on that, on that intro song. Thank you.
So, thank you for that. I donate to you the Snowplow Show Patreon, but my wife has banned me from donating to prank calls. So.
What? I think I'm going to need to ban you from being married to your wife, Eric. I don't think I really like her too much. But I did not make that Kitty Creeper intro. I'm sorry I took credit for that. That intro song was made by John G. I didn't do anything to make that song. He just sent it to me. So thanks for that, John G. And everybody else that sends in music and art and stuff to the shows. I'm only going to play 2 more voicemails because holy shit, the prank call segment today was really short. It's like 26 minutes. And I swear to you guys, I did 3 hours of prank calls today. I'm like, okay, the recording file that I've made is 2 hours long. It looks pretty full. There's got to be a bunch of good stuff in there, right? But no, it was a bunch of mediocre stuff. And terrible stuff that I deleted out of it.
Brad, it's Polly from the 425. So, on a recent show, you mentioned the passing of Rev. And I only knew of Rev from the Motel Rain calls. And,
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
That is apparently his best call ever, according to everybody. They always mention that one.
I think Howard Ferguson, who got really angry by the calls Rev made to him, I believe he is dead. So, like, it's possible that him and Rev are in the afterlife, like, having a beer or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or they're fighting each other. They're playing mean tricks on each other. Remember, the other guy, he had a lot more time to prepare before Rev got there. So he was probably waiting for him.
Maybe Grouchy Old Man is in the afterlife, too, with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Howard Ferguson and Grouchy Old Man, I think, were kind of made for each other. Because just, like, very short fuses, those men. Anyway, have a good one, Brad. Love the show.
Thanks. I miss Grouchy Old Man. I really wanted to get in touch with him again, but everything I found tells me that Grouchy Old Man is no longer with us either. I should have caught up with him a few years earlier. All right, last voicemail, but it's from Crimson, so it's really long.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey.
So I always kind of knew you were interested in radio traffic a little bit, like radio is just a little bit, especially like in the early days.
Just a little.
But I just came across like a video in my recent like obsession with radio frequencies and getting onto ones that maybe I'm not supposed to and stuff. And guess what? There's a video called Bill Swearingen,
yeah,
Acts of the Police, DEFCON 27.
Heaven sent.
On YouTube. And you have one of the top comments. I'm just like randomly searching on radio YouTube, watching this video, and boom, there's Brad right there. Top comment with hundreds of upvotes.
Yay.
What? Come on, Brad. All right. I
don't even know what video you're talking about, but I know me and Bill, we did some evil things with the radios at DEF CON one year. That wasn't me doing any radio stuff. That was them. I think all they were doing was listening to the maids and security and stuff. And then we would make phone calls based on whatever we heard over the radio.
I think this is a thing that a lot of viewers or a lot of listeners, you shouldn't be a viewer, you should be a listener. Subscribe to the podcast. Anyway.
Yeah.
You
dummies on YouTube.
A lot of listeners could get into. All you guys need to go out there and get a Baofeng 5R, UV5R from Amazon. It's $20. And you can go screw with all the local ham operators. No one will catch you.
Crimson, don't encourage people to do that. That's against the law.
You can get all the GMRS and they'll be like, what's your call sign? And you'd be like, I don't have one. Ha ha, screw you. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. And then also you could get yourself an RTL SDR also, only $20. You can listen to, like, air traffic control and the police and medical stuff and, like, all
that's crazy
stuff. You can even download pager signals, Brad, and it's all legal. It's all legal. Yeah, crazy stuff. All right, thanks, Brad. Bye.
What can you download? What can you do with pager signals? Do they have, like, the text of what's being sent or something? I remember that was a thing, like, 20 years ago. I watched some guy at a 2600 meeting pull up all the local pager traffic and decode it all. That was the coolest thing ever, but I'm kind of surprised that it's still a thing that you can do that. That'd be weird. You can't really still do that, can you? I got a digital radio a couple years ago, and it was so boring. Like, there's just not a whole lot to listen to anymore compared to the good old days. That was the last voicemail, though. Thank you, everybody, for leaving voicemails and putting up with me being so behind on voicemails all the time. Need to do one of those voicemail shows again. Thanks again to the sponsors of today's show, Dog Lettuce, Man01, Kurama, Chris J, and Big Mike. Don't forget to listen to all of the shows I was on last week and find that Hotel Rain call. I just assume it's on YouTube. I don't know. And what else are you supposed to listen to? Oh yeah, find that thing, whatever that radio thing is, that Crimson, like, get on YouTube and post a comment with a link to the video of that swear engine video that you're talking about. I want to see which one that is. Here's a song by Adam. This is Tommy Two-Tone versus Brad Carter. I need to change your number, and then business speak in parentheses. That's the name of the song. It's a really long title. I'm just calling to let you know we're changing the phone number here. You got outbid on it?
It's never been a Google number. It's through Verizon.
Oh, sure it has. You fucking idiot.
Well, it's not with Google, you full start motherfucker. You're gonna call me and call me a fucking idiot?
Yeah, because you're being a fucking idiot. Oh, I need to change your number. You don't understand how phone numbers work.
Dumb motherfucker.
That's about to change. 5730699. 5730699. 5730699. I'm just calling to change.
Why are you calling me and talking shit to me, you stupid fuck?
Because it's
my new phone number.
It's my job.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Okay. Hey. Stupid motherfucker. Where do you want to meet up and talk about this in person, you punk fuck?
I'm in the call center, you fucking moron.
Hey. Fuck, you're a little prank calling motherfucker. I don't know why you're calling me and talk shit. We saw your name and number on the wall. You're about to find some fucking shit out about what's going to happen to you.
Oh, no. What's going to happen to me?
You want to talk to my office manager?
Hey! You mean your mom?
My mom? You dumb motherfucker. It's my fucking office manager, you cockfuck.
Yeah, right. Hey, mom.
Hey! Dumb motherfucker.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Tell her it's Mike from Google.
Who is it?
Oh, hey, Mom.
Hey.
He doesn't want to admit that you're his mom. It's weird.
I'm actually not his manager. I'm his girlfriend. But
it sounds like you're his mom. But that's cute that his mom would actually pretend he's his girlfriend just so he doesn't feel, you know, less manly.
This doesn't seem like a business type of phone call.
Are you two experts in business speak saying things like, that's my office manager?
I am not his mother.
You dumb motherfucker.
She was the only one he could turn to. God, it was savvy. He talked about her often, but I began to wonder why the fascination with her telephone number. He never shut up and said it all the time. I'll keep 5730698.
You punk fuck.
Well, nobody calls me stupid because you're stupid.